Clive Doyle is one of the very few survivors of the fire that ended the siege. "Very rarely did they play a song straight through," he said. "They distorted it by slowing it down or speeding it up, and the Tibetan monks were pretty ominous." Then, apropos of nothing, he said, "Do you think they blasted us with those subliminal sounds?" "I don't know," I said. "Do you?" "I don't know," he said. "We figured they were experimenting in a lot of different areas. They had a robot that came down the drive one day with a big antenna sticking out the top. What was that about?" "I don't know," I said. "Sometimes," said Clive Doyle, "I think that the FBI were just like idiots, and it was just chaos out there." It did seem somewhat chaotic. Most of the noises blasted at the Branch Davidians, I have learned, came from the wife of an agent in charge. She worked in a local museum. She just scooped them up and gave them to her husband. The dying rabbit noises were the exception. They came from an FBI agent who used the tape under normal circumstances to ferret out coyotes during his regular hunting trips. Furthermore, the FBI carried on blasting the Buddhist chants even after the Dalai Lama had written a letter of complaint, because the agent in charge of the speaker system didn't have anything else to do at night. This is the end of CD 5. The book continues on CD 6.